The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving up part of your day, your Sunday, to sit still and listen to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for joining. I appreciate it. I'm told by the host that a lot of people tune in at this time to catch this show. Thank you very much, every single one of you from all around the world. Thank you for being a part of our show. We speak spirituality. We talk about reality. We talk about philosophy. That's what the show is about. We welcome everybody to join. If you're hearing this, it means that you're on a journey. You're searching for something greater, to be elevated to a higher level of consciousness. Well, good for you, because you're taking the initiative to an improved life, to move yourself to a level of understanding and awareness, to get the answers for yourself that you haven't been able to get for your entire life. Your journey will continue. And the further you go along this path, the more you will observe, the more you will learn, the more you'll understand about yourself. This is what we do. We want you to reach your full potential. We want you to be at your best, living at your best, achieving and being able to pass this wisdom on. What you will notice, if you continue to listen to the show and you continue on your path of on this journey, your path of realization or waking up, or to become realized and understand that you are the God that exists. What you will first notice is the people who is noticing the differences in your behavior. The people around you will say there's some things are changing about you. Your ideas are changing, your views are changing, the way you look at life is changing. Everything is becoming more clear to you. You will act different. You might not be the first one to realize it, but you will eventually understand that you're on a path to enlightenment, to waking up. So welcome to the Barrington Show. Welcome to all the old time listeners. Welcome to everyone who's been here and pay attention and is actually practicing what they're hearing and not just hearing it and put it down. If you can think of this show anytime during the week and you put it in front of you, you are taking a step towards your own enlightenment. The more you think about it, you're bringing in the goodness that exists out there. You're asking yourself all the questions that I'll throw at you. You'll ask yourself, why didn't I think of it this way? How come I didn't realize it that way? If you were raised in a very strict religious home, you were told how to act, how to be, how you should be taught, how to treat others, just by the restrictions of the rules that was laid out to you. Well, I don't know if rules need to be laid out. What I do know is you have the ability within yourself to stand up and be your own person. Wake up to your own understanding. You don't have to come to me for me to tell you what I think is right or wrong. I personally have my own problems with what is right or what is wrong. Usually, it's if it's in my favor, I'll say it's right. If it's not in my favor, I'll say it's wrong, which is telling me that there is no standard right or wrong. What I know that you can do is do your own walk, gather your own wisdom, get your own understanding. All of this is available to you. Everybody that exists on this planet has come here the same way, and they will live their lives and they will leave the same way. You're not dying. And I've said this many times, you're not dying. You're changing your vehicle, the body. The one that you're driving in right now, it eventually will come to a point where you can't go any further. It's probably too old. Maybe just tired or both. Maybe you get a disease. Maybe you've had an accident. Or maybe you're just plain fed up with it and you want it to change. So you do have that ability to change it. Humans are the only ones who have that ability to give up the body. And your protective instinct will stop you from doing it. And we talked a little bit about that last week, one of the weeks past. But if you get to the point where you don't want this anymore, you can lay it down. You can get a new one. You will get a new one. And you can start again. We have that ability. Every single one of us has that within us. What we're saying at this point is to step up and get the best out of it. Step up and get the best out of the body and the mind. Treat people well. Treat yourself well. Raise yourself to the higher level of consciousness, and it'll teach you how to live among others. It will teach you that the people that is in front of you, they're just like you. Especially, and I'd like to say this, I talked about it this week, that older person that's in front of you in the lineup or anywhere, be very patient with them, because that older person in front of you is you waiting to happen. The advantage you have right now is you have the ability to determine how you're treated when you become that person. So you want to be an ass now, you're going to get it back later. You want to be kind now, you're going to get that back later. So you make that choice, and you have the ability to choose how you're treated when you become that person. And I guarantee you, you are going to get a turn at that. It's life. It is promised. And if you take the bad roads, you will treat that person badly. And when you get there, what you've dished out, you're going to collect. I like to think it's going to be a lot more harsh or more severe. So choose wisely. You've got the choice right now to be kind to everybody, and in turn, be kind to yourself. I have said before, anything you do to someone, it's going to have an impact on your life. You may not believe it or realize it, but it does. So as an example, if you were to cut off your pinky, and I've said this before as well, if you cut off the pinky on the right hand, the left hand is going to feel it because you've damaged the hole. The left hand is going to feel that. Just because the pain is not concentrated in that position doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't dissipate and travel through the entire body, your mind, your activities, everything you do. So when you're being negative or bad to anyone, please be mindful that you're impacting yourself as well. I want to talk about the mighty oak tree. There's a mighty oak tree that stands in the middle of your neighborhood, very tall, very big, very old, been there for a very long time. As a matter of fact, the houses may have been built around it. That's how long it's been there. However, a lot of people are appreciating it being there. It does provide shade. It does provide living for other creatures. It does provide beauty. So you believe. Regardless, it is there in the middle of your neighborhood. The majority of the people like it. and they appreciate it being there. Some don't, because it's causing problems for them. It's cracking up the roads. You know, it's cracking up your driveway, the roots. It's piercing its way into your basement, cracking up the foundation, because it's a massive tree that stands in the middle of your neighborhood. So you get together and decide you want to take it down. Half are saying no, the other half is saying yes. We're asking the yes half to understand the pain of the no half. Of course, they're in favor of it being there. They think it's right, and they hold on to the idea of it being there because it's serving a great purpose. The no group is saying, well, yes, I appreciate it. It was wonderful. Or it worked. It worked at the time. It is not working now. We have to take it down. So assumedly, they reluctantly agreed. The yes group reluctantly agreed or realized that it's inevitable that it's going to come down. In order to take that tree down, you can't get the axe and chop the tree down and have it fall, because it's going to create a lot of damage. It's going to tear down the hydro lines. It's going to smash homes. It's going to ruin cars. It's going to do a lot of damage. So the proper way to take it down is to start at the very top of the tree, and you prune it. You take off the top limbs and the branches and the leaves, and you lower them down. You get rid of them. You dispose of it. It's gone for good. Then you lower yourself down that tree, and you take a little bit more off, and you trim it, and you get rid of it. And you realize as you come down from the top, down to the bottom, the roots, the limbs are getting bigger and harder to deal with and heavier, but you still have to use the same procedure. It's not as fast, but you still have to carry on doing what you're doing. And you're going to take those limbs and branches down, get rid of them, dispose of it. It's gone forever. Eventually you're left with just the trunk, and you have to take it down. That's going to take some time, and it's going to be hard, but you're going to have to do it. It is necessary. And you take it down little by little. You cut it up into small chunks, and you get rid of it. You dispose of it. Now you're down to the roots. If you don't dig out the roots, another tree will grow, because that's what happens from that little acorn. That mighty oak grew. That's life. That's how everything is. So you're going to have to figure out a way to dig out the roots, or to prevent them from growing again, so it will eventually die out. That is how you take down that mighty oak. That is how you take down racism. One step at a time, allowing the older roots to die out and not nurture them and feed them for it to grow back. You're going to have to take it down one limb at a time, and everybody, believe it or not, will be happy once it's gone. Because if you're living in a neighborhood where half the people are bitter and half are not, you're still living in a neighborhood that is bitter. So take it down. That's the way to do it. You take down your racism one limb at a time. But be mindful and do take it down. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for listening. Just so you know what we're talking about today, we have a few topics to cover. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Welcome to all my new listeners. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your time and your effort. Thank you for my old-time listeners who supported me from day one, or from whenever you've joined the Barrington Show. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. Welcome all. Welcome home. Have we got anything there?
Yes, and let me just, before I read those, good afternoon, folks. You are listening to The Barrington Show. If you'd like to get on board with a comment or a question for Barrington, please, right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Paul writes in. And he says, good afternoon, Barrington. I know this is a bit off topic, but since you are a person that believes in exercise, meditation, and diet, as I've heard you discuss several times, what do you usually, if anything, eat for breakfast? And that's from Paul. And moving on, we have Donna. She says, I like your take on we give up the body when we die for a new one. That's a very interesting concept and idea. So basically you're saying if we give up our body and get a new one, is that reincarnation coming back here to Earth? That's Donna. And let's see here. Philip writes in and says, the tree story about racism is amazing, especially today with all the racism in the world. I wish that somehow you can put those thoughts in words and we can send them around the world. Thank you for that insight. That's Philip. And let's see. Zach writes in and says, so Barrington, basically what you're telling me is you believe in karma. You stated what we do here, we reap and sow in the afterlife, per se. So do you believe in karma? And if you do, can you touch base on that? That's from Zach. And back to you.
Yes, I absolutely believe in karma. Let me correct a thing. You don't pay for it when you get over there on the other side. You pay for it here. Your debts are due to be paid here. Do I believe in karma? Absolutely believe in karma. But you're not leaving this planet, you know, we don't leave the planet, but you're not leaving this life without paying back your debt. And you cannot bring that ill malice feeling to you, with you to the other side. You go through a phase I call rejuvenating. I like to use the word, popular phrase, and I can't remember it right now. It'll come to me in a second. But before you leave here, you're paying your debt. And if usually when you get into older years in life, you start to suffer with things and you lose your mind. And a lot of things happen the way the body breaks down. But you're paying back a debt. Everybody has to pay back before you leave. The place I was trying to remember and I couldn't was purgatory. Every time I say that, people call and say, well, Catholics made that up as to say, if you don't pay your debts, you hang out there until they're paid. I know you pay them before you leave here. The process, the rejuvenation process has to occur, because if you're a bad person on this side with the body, and you're living on this side and you're a very bad person, the ideas that you've developed is when you lay the body down, you take those ideas with you. Before you enter into the spiritual world, you have to be rejuvenated, cleansed, clean, get rid of that idea, because when you get to the other side, none of that exists. On the other side, you don't have people's trying to, you don't have bodies, but there's no negativity, no badness, there's no Hitler over there. Everybody is sitting at the big old table, if there's one of them, and they're having a party or having a good time, because we're all in the same sink on the other side. The spiritual world does not function the way this world's function. We don't hate, we don't malice, we don't do war, we don't cheat, we don't lie, we don't take from others or take advantage of others. On this side, all the stuff that we see, we name it the devil. And you've heard it many times, the devil is coming to get you. And it does, you know. And I told a story last week about walking up the hill and the big boulders are coming at you. Yeah, the devil will get you. But all of that was created here. The spiritual world is what we consider pure and untouched and the place where you want to be. But you will eventually get a turn to go there, every single one of us. And when we come back here, we come back, we are reincarnated, as some people will say, or you are rejuvenated, refreshed, and you start again. So the idea is called what I call rebirth. There's a little stitch I did on YouTube. And if you ever look at Barrington Awaken, you will see me talking about rebirth as well as spirituality. And the rebirth concept is when you've laid that body down, you move on, you get another one, and you start again, and you start again, and you start again. Now, the souls all travel in groups. I don't know how that worked, but if you can imagine the play, Romeo and Juliet, you know, the final scene, you have this fighting going on between the Montagues and the Capulets, and they're fighting each other. And, you know, somebody wins the battle. I don't quite remember. It's been years. And they close the curtain. The play's over. You get up. The guy's behind the curtain. So the closing of the curtain symbolizes the end of the life here. That's what the curtain is, the closing of it. On the other side of the curtain, the back, let's say, the guys get up. and they high-five each other and says, oh, good jab and good stab and way to do this. And they were playing. They were acting. They were doing a play. And they shake hands with each other. They give each other high fives, and then they go out and have a beer together, because that's the spiritual world. You're just doing an act. And that spiritual world, they get along. They're putting on a show. The curtain symbolizes what happens behind the scene. And even though they're at war and they're at battle, it's over with. They get up and they move on. And now they're going to go play music together and hang out. That's the idea behind that, behind the spiritual world. The idea of Phil, of how we talk about what's going on in the world right now and how we all need to come together and all that stuff, it's amazing. It is how it is supposed to be. It is how we're supposed to live among each other. There's only one race that exists, and that's the human race. Every single one of us are the same. None of us has a tail or a square head. We all have the two legs and the two arms and the eyes and the mouth and the ability to communicate. And the wantonness, should have the wantonness to make sure that every single one of us is a family. I talked earlier, earlier shows about the village raises the children, and we're all one family. Every single group of us should be watching out for the kids, so they all grow up with the same mannerism, the same idea, the same concept. That's the idea I was a part of as a kid growing up. Anybody in the neighborhood could have whooped us for acting bad or wrong or out of character or doing stuff we're not supposed to do. And they would report it to your parents, or didn't report it to your parents. They were just doing their part of the duty. The village was doing their part of the duty to raise the children. We all come out the same way. And you don't go home and tell your parents you got in trouble, because then you're going to get it again for misbehaving. But the point, you learn that one the hard way. The point is that we're all one, and we should work us the same towards each other and be kind towards each other. What do I have for breakfast? Wow. I'm always on the go. I'm a morning person, so I'm up early. A lot of the times when I used to be able to go to the gym before the COVID stuff, I'm out at 5 and I'm at the gym and come back home and sit down and have something warm. Usually I don't eat meat, so there's no bacon and eggs going on. But I have something warm, maybe some cereal or stuff like that. It does give the body the fuel to continue. But what was the most important part about it? My breakfast was the gym workout, and it wakes up the body, wakes up the mind, it wakes up everything. Now you're ready to go out and take on the world. I don't have a breakfast that's set in mind. I put something in my stomach just to feel full. And it's usually something healthy, not meat stuff or a lot of sugary stuff. If you're feeding your kids cereal in the morning, please stop it. You know, you're spiking them up and sending them off to school, and they bounce around like, you know, jelly beans, I imagine. But yeah, not a lot of sugary stuff, but that's what I do. And I don't have a breakfast that I have on a constant to be able to tell you what it is. Usually something warm. Don't know why. What else were we talking about? We talk about reincarnation. And I've just covered it. The new body is considered reincarnation. You come back and you do it again. And some people call it reincarnation. I think it's rebirth, because you're coming back. And I said this just last week, when the tree falls down in the backyard, another one's going to grow, or in the forest, one will grow. And usually the older one provides nutrient or probably protection or something, so, you know, hold the soil together so the little ones can sprout up and do their tour of duty. Rebirth, reincarnation. I believe they're the same. Well, thank you very much for that. I hope I answered all your questions. I hope you got the answer that you're looking for. You're here at Barrington. If you're a reader, I've got the Barrington Awaken Ascension Guide. Align yourself to your true purpose. And that simply means find out what it is that you're supposed to be doing when you're here. If you're spending some of your time being critical of each other and you want to complain to one another, you just want to complain, what's your point? What exactly is your point, or what are you hoping to accomplish by just complaining? Just turn that energy you're using for complaints to energy to productive. Productive, help somebody. Don't complain about anything, because you're not going to change it. You know, complaining is just probably going to annoy the person you're complaining to or about. Don't have to complain. You just do you. And you be kind to everybody. You be kind to everybody. Everyone out there, thank you very much. I want you to listen to, the book is available to you on Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. I just lowered the price recently. You're going to enjoy it. It's a good read. It's a study guide. Keep it in your focus. Keep it in your mind. Keep it there. And you allow yourself to grow. Wouldn't you want to grow to a higher level? Wouldn't you want to have a little bit more wisdom and or understanding? This is your opportunity to tap into that source. Step up. Step up and be that person that you know you can be. You can do that. This is the opportunity to stand up and do that. So I gave you the speech about the tree, the mighty oak. Please put it in your mind. Try to remember it. It doesn't just work for what I've described it to work for. It works for every single thing you want to accomplish in your life. The tree, the process of taking it down is pretty much the same concept of growing. The roots, the seed, the roots, and then the trunk, and it pops up. And you could build something beautiful, something meaningful, something productive, something greater, the same concept, but just go. I say to you, from that little acorn, the mighty oak will grow. That's a phrase I've been using since I was a kid. And I know that whatever you put effort into, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you think would work for your life, you need to put some effort into it. Pick a project. Find something that stimulates you or others or a group. If you could do it with your family, that'd be fantastic. You know what? Start a family band. How crazy is that? But my, will it ever give you time to bond? You learn to play an instrument. Start a project. A few years ago, I started a project when the kids were young. We decided we're going to learn sign language as a family. And so said, so done. And it was fascinating when you get into it. And we're now out, we're all speaking, we understand each other. None of us are mute or deaf. And we're there in a restaurant or on our cruise and we're signing towards each other. And people always say, oh, what happened? What do you mean what happened? Do you speak? What's going on? Who's deaf? Nobody is. We just wanted to learn something. We did it as a family. It was fascinating. And the funny thing is, we were able to communicate effectively through sign language within 6 months. It felt amazing. And we were just doing it because we could. Pick a project. Try it out. Put yourself towards something productive. Don't lazy around. Your time should not be spent observing other people's ideas every single day of your life. When will you start yours? When you're sitting in front of that, what I call the tell lie vision, you're taking in other people's ideas and you're observing other people's ideas. You react to other people's ideas. They tell you when to eat, how to eat, what not to eat. You know, they give you pain and a solution to the pain. By the pleasure, you take this product, your hair will grow. Oh, you're bald and you don't have friends and boom, you feel sad. And all of a sudden, oh, but here's the solution. And they present you with a solution that's going to make you feel better. I'll tell you what's going to make you feel better. When you step up, you tap into your own source, tap into your own creativity, tap into the ability for you to step up and reach your higher level of consciousness. That's what's going to make you feel better. And you can share that with anybody. I'm just saying. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we have some emails here. Manny writes in, and Manny says, enjoying the show from New York City. That's from Manny. And let's see here. Tom writes in and says, if we're all born the same, and we are the same, and we are from one, why is it some people are born with a handicap or a disease or are born and die shortly thereafter? That's from Tom. And Sasha writes in and says, I like the take on no complaining. Wow, I'm going to try that. Don't think it'll work because I'm a chronic complainer. Also, your tell I vision comment is hilarious. Thank you for that. And that's from Sasha. And Monique says, I just tuned in. I listened to you once before. I know about your book, but do you also have a website? And that's from Monique. And back to you.
Hey, Monique. Yes, there is a website. There's a book. Thank you for asking. The website is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. HEAMI. He am I, He am I. And if you want to know what that means, it means I am him, he is me. I am you, you are me. We're all one. That's where that came from. And that little H-E-A-M-I was given to me through a friend I like to call Smiley. He lives on the other side. He's a guide. He helps me with some stuff. He answers a lot of great questions for me. I remember asking him one time how old he was, and he said, there's no such thing as time. I said, oh, okay. So he has no concept. Little old Indian man with a lot of gray hairs. Anyway, so he am I, BarringtonAwaken.com. Thank you for that. The Tell Live Vision, we weren't raised. I think when I was growing up, we didn't have hydro. So that eliminates a whole bunch of things, including television. And, you know, we grew up in the farmhouse kind of thing, and we use lanterns. The Tell Live Vision was introduced to my family when we moved to Canada, and we got a big ass black and white TV. My family and I watched it for a very long time. And very short time, rather. Then we realized we're getting bored. So we went outside and played hockey and whatever else you can play outside. So the television, Tell Live Vision, I see it as just giving you stories that isn't necessarily true, and you believe it. One of the most common stories I get from this, and I say it a lot as well, is you're watching a young girl watching TV. They get this great idea that somebody's going to come one day, rescue them and take them away, you know, and they live happily ever after. They live happily ever after. Someone comes, take them away, get married, and they live happily ever after. And they start planning that day very young. And they get older and meet somebody, and they get married, and they have the wedding. And they realize that after the wedding, that's when life really begins. And it's not the happily ever part. That's where all the issues begin. So I suggest we find whoever made those stories and beat the shit out of them. That's what I suggest. But again, you're given false image or false views on life. That's what you're doing. So the Tell Live Vision does give you a lot of ideas that are not true. Now, the truth exists within you. You have to tap into it, and you could get to that source and eventually find your truth and all the answers that you're asking for, because you are connecting to your guides. You're connecting to your guides that's supposed to maneuver you throughout all of what you're going through. You're connecting to that. That's where the truth is, you know. And the right and wrong concept, I think it was just made up, pretty much like how time was just divided or made up just so we can be on schedule for whatever reason. Handicapped people, and I don't like to use that word. I'm only saying that because that's how you say it. Why are people showing up that way? Everybody is the same. The bodies are different. I have this body, she has that body, that child has that body, that old man has that body. The bodies are all different, and some of them do come in broken. Right now, there's over 7.5 billion people on the planet, and they're coming in any way they can. I'll take that little wheelchair for a ride. I'll take, you know, we don't have to come in the Cadillac or the Mercedes-Benz, you know. I'll take a donkey, just something to carry me, because I need to see. So a lot of people are showing up here now because of what they call the graduation, the end to it all, the finale, the grand finale. Boy, I'm having a hard day today. The grand finale. A lot of everybody's showing up here. That's why there's so many people on the planet today, because we're here to see the changing of the guards, if you call it that. Things are changing. When we were governed by Pisces, it has changed about 3 years or 4 years ago to Aquarius. And now we're being governed by Aquarius, the changing of the guards. So you're used to this way of life. It is now changing. COVID-19 falls right in the middle of everything. And at the end of it all, we're going to come out and realize we're doing something different than we did before. We're in the midst of the change. The entire planet is changing. Everything is changing. I've done a show on that in the past. The broken bodies or disabled bodies or the shorter bodies or the taller bodies or the black bodies, white bodies, Asian bodies, they're just bodies. It doesn't have any effect on who you are in there. However, if your body has a speech problem with it. You're not going to talk, or a hearing problem, or a seeing problem. You're not going to see. If the headlights on your vehicles go out, you know, or you bought it that way, you can't see the headlights because they're not there. So the whole idea, to answer your question, is the reason we're on different bodies is simply because your environment has a lot to do with the body too. And if you're taking care of it and you're not taking care of it, if you're smoking or if you're drinking excessively, you're abusing the body, it will change. But the reason, and you said this specifically, why does a child come in and live for a very short term and then go back? Well, it could have been the end of their task. It could have been the end of their task. So you were supposed to stamp 100 letters yesterday, the last life, and you only got around to doing 95. Well, guess what? You're going to have to show up tomorrow morning and finish those five, and then you could go home. Does that make sense? Weird analogy, but I'm giving it to you that way. Whatever you didn't finish yesterday, you're going to have to come in and finish it today. You have to finish your task. You have to finish your duty. Sometimes a child will come here and die. And the lesson isn't so much for that child just living a few weeks, a few days, a few years. It's to give something to the parents for them to carry on. For the rest of that existence of that child, that parent, they will reflect on what that child meant to them. And that might have been the job that that child was supposed to do. We don't fully understand why they come in, live a short time or a long time. Take a look at all the greats that we've had. The majority of them pass on very young. And the reason that is because they've come to deliver a very specific message. Once the message has been delivered, now it's time for them to go home. You know, you become the messenger and you go to that place, drop off that message, turn around and go back home. You're the messenger. You're not going there to hang out and spend the rest of your life or do anything. So just because the bodies are different, shaped different, we are all the same. I've said this, that when they divvied up the pie, we all got equal portion of it. Now we're going to choose a body and we're going to choose how to live. And for some, it could simply mean they want to ride the wheelchair or go through life not seeing or go through life not hearing or being able to speak. It's their journey. It's their plan. It's what they want. This is how that works. Hope I answered your question. Phil from New York, thank you very much. That's Manny from New York. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. I hope this is what is working for you. If you're hearing the show and you're following the show, you're searching. And if you're searching, it's a brilliant thing to do because the more you search, the more you find, the more you know. And it'll be a good day for everybody. This is the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Have we got anything else?
We just have one. Henry wrote in again, and he said that television comment was hilarious. I love it. You'd be surprised how many people, especially our younger people in the world, are influenced by what they see on television. It's a shame that that's what they go by a lot of times. Thanks for the insight, and that's from Henry.
Henry, you're absolutely right. And like I said, I didn't have a TV. So I have over the years watched it and find it my, you know, I hope Mr. TV is not out there trying to get me. But my opinion on this, it's a very, very non-productive measure. It's a very, very non-productive thing to do. People are so used to it. It has become their life. They're walking through the door, they turn on the TV, and they'll go about cooking, cleaning, doing everything. The TV's on. They're constantly living in that reality. And, you know, like I said, it tells you what to do, how to dress, who to trust, who not to trust, who to hate. It's teaching you. It is teaching you. You know, it tells you to sit on the couch all day on Sunday and buy chicken wings and drink beer and watch these guys throw football around. Or I'm not picking on any sports. I'm simply just saying it is dictating to you how you should live your life. How is that even possible when that is somebody else's creativity? I don't see it any different than I see the common religion. So, yeah, choose wisely. And if you're going to sit in front of that thing for 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, realize that you're being told what to do, what to wear, where to live, who to like, who not to like. You don't need that source of information. I argue with my parents and they say, well, how do you know what's going on in the world? If it's that big and it's that important, the news will get to you. Other than that, I don't need to know what sort of running shoes is going to go along with my high knee socks. Yeah, that's just my thought. Thank you very much for that, Henry. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. You're listening to Barrington on the Reality Show. If you're a reader, I have this book, Awaken an Ascension Guide. Align yourself to your true purpose. It allows you to wake up and it allows you to be the true you, reach your full potential, and not to sit still and not using your skill. If you were given a gift, if you're gifted this talent, it is your responsibility to share it. You choosing not to do that, you're gypping the rest of us. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. And thank you for coming by. I told you about the tree. We want to talk a little bit about the home remedies. Many years ago, you know, we didn't have these pharmaceutical companies out there that was going to give you a solution for every problem that you have. You sneeze and they say, take this. So you stub your toe. Oh, yeah, this will do it. Or if you bend down and pull the muscle, this will, you know, that's fantastic that it's available, you know. And I agree with some of it because it does make life easier. I don't get the bow and arrow out anymore and go chase my food through the bush. I go to the local grocery store and exchange money for that food instead of the effort to get it. So life has made, a lot of it has made life a lot easier. But at the same time, the natural homeopathic medicines that's been around for many, many, many millions of years, I guess, is also available. And we could look into it and realize it's a lot easier, cheaper, and more effective. And we'll... will educate you on a lot of things that you need to do. I remember as a little boy growing up back home, I lived with my grandma, and whatever happened, she would say, yeah, go over there and pick that bush, and you wake up and you're feeling sick. Go pick that green one and boil it and drink it, or bring it to me, I'll boil it for you, or get out this piece of the bark off this tree and boil it, or get the sap and tie it on that bruise or this thing. And she had a remedy for anything. And going to the doctor was, you know, not even on the top, anywhere near the top of the list of the priorities. But she had a solution, and those things are still there. They're still available in the teas, in the herbs, and in this. And, you know, you're not going to find much of it growing in Northern Ontario in the middle of January. But because of who we are and what we've become, there's a store somewhere in your neighborhood that has all these ingredients in it. And yes, the one that could fix your headache, and the one that could fix your depression, and the one that could fix your bloatedness or your overweight or your alcoholism or any of these things, they exist out there. And I've said this before, you need to let the food be thy medicine and let the medicine be the food, and you could take care of yourself that way. I just wanted to say that because we're so reliant on what is in the big pharma companies and their giant to take care of our problems. But you have that ability within yourself to find that problem and take care of it and live easy without pain. Live free the way you should, the way you want to. We have that ability to step up and do all these amazing things, but we can't rely on everybody to sell us something. And we've compensated, you know, I made the comment earlier about going into the bush with the bow and arrow and catching my food or taking it down. And now I go to the local grocery store and exchange money for it. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing a lot. But you know what? The hunt, the chase, and the physical activity that used to be mine, part of it, to get that, I've given it up. I've given that up because when you give up one thing, You when you try to gain something, you're giving something up. Look at the cup that you have. It's already full. And all the brilliant ideas that exist in the world is in that cup. If you put anything else in it, you're giving up some of what's in there already, which is what is essential, which is what is necessary. This is how instinctively we can reconnect ourselves to the source that brought us here and the source that we're all a part of. When we're that little ice cube in the freezer, we think of ourselves as lonely and alone and away from everything and isolated. But eventually that ice cube goes into your drink and you drink it and you pass it out and it goes to the ocean. It goes back home. It goes back to its source. It circulates all the time. So you are just as powerful as the ocean because you are that ocean. You are as powerful as all that there is because that's who you are. Tap into that strength and find your peace. And that lonely ice cube that you think is just the lonely ice cube is a part of a great wave, is a part of something that is significantly large. It's a part of something that is bigger than all of us, and you're attached to it, and that's what makes you God. You have to know that you are God. And I tell this to everybody. I tell it to my kids and they roll their eyes. And I said, okay, eventually you'll find out. But you are. The dog has a puppy. That puppy is also a dog. It just has to grow into its full dogness for you to appreciate that. I'm just saying that. Tap into your source. Find out who you are. Learn about the chakras. Follow these studies. Follow the books. Do stuff that's going to benefit you. And you don't necessarily have to bend your knees, sit down on the couch and wait for somebody else to give you this next set of instructions. You don't have to do that. Now, it's hard to do. It's very hard to do. But it's something that you can accomplish. When you use the word consistency towards what you're trying to accomplish, there is no end to that because you're constantly moving towards a greater thing. Don't settle. You have, I'm going to just say this, you have 80 years of life, let's just say. Use it wisely. Use it wisely. Don't be sitting around wasting time. Elevate your mind. You've got a big brain in there somewhere, and you're not using it. We're not using it. So tap into something that's going to stimulate you. Tap into something that you'll find galvanizing all the time. I was giving you that example of what I did with my family when we were very young and learned sign language. It was amazing. And they started challenging you, the kids. But I was flabbergasted because I was learning something fantastic. Expand your mind. Step it up a little bit. Have we got anything else?
Let's see here. We have a couple. Jasper writes in and says, what you were talking about with pharmacies and big pharma, especially on TV, every other commercial is a drug for something. No matter what the problem or ills are of the world, there's a drug for it. That's crazy. And they are getting rich off of this. And that's from Jasper. And Catherine writes in and just says, love all the advice today. I'm recording your show so I can play it for my kids. That's Catherine. And Len writes in and says, very interesting about lifespan. Yes, we never know how long we're going to be here for. If we all live to be 80, we would be very, very blessed. Thanks for all the advice today. And that's from Len. And if I may, let me give out the email address one more time. We have about 10 minutes left or so. And folks, if you're listening, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board and just to make a comment or a question for Barrington, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Yes. Thank you. Catherine, I want to go to yours first. You're recording this for the children. If they're like mine, my boys, I asked my sons the other day, a while back, why they don't listen to my radio show. And one of them, the older one, says, Dad, I've been listening to your radio show for 22 years. I know it all. Okay, fair enough. This is what kids think. They know it all. So it is what it is. It's a good idea to play it for the kids because they don't forget it. However, if you do want the shows, Catherine, go to HEAMI. Barrington Awaken is a website. All the shows that I've ever done are there. Well, most the older ones anyways. The most recent ones, maybe you're missing maybe about 12 of them. But the rest of them are there. And you could go through, find the ones you enjoy, and pass it on. What I do realize is people say, yeah, I like that. I like that. I'm going to interject that into my life. I like this. This is good. I'm going to practice this. This is it, Catherine. We're on that journey. We're on that journey. We're just asking you to open the door, put on a warm coat and take a step towards it. I guarantee you, you will find your pot of gold. And it's not a physical thing, but you will find satisfaction on the journey, on the way. And it's about the chase. I'm telling you, you will be elevated at every step and like, oh, this is cool. And you're not being told what the other groups of organized whatever is saying to you. What you're doing is you're doing your own search and you're stimulating yourself along the way. And the higher up you go, the more you're going to see. You'll see a lot more from the top of the mountain than you would in the valley. I'm not suggesting that that's where you are, but I'm just simply saying I know for sure that if you get to the top of the mountain, you have a much, much, much broader view. And now you could see the villages and you could see the rivers and the forest and everything. And most importantly, you recognize who you are. Jasper, thank you. The pharmaceutical companies, man, I tell you, yeah, they do this. They do this. They have a solution for every single problem. They're telling you, don't worry about it. You got an itch. Come to me. I'll get rid of it. Don't scratch it. Well, the natural ability to scratch is what we do, and you can take care of it. So let's say your itch is a body pain, something greater than just a simple itch. Yeah, you have that same ability. Every single thing that they have to pass on to us exists somewhere, but they're running a business, and their business model is to make as much as we can. And that's how it works. That's reality. I'm not saying to jip them out of their whatever they accomplish, but you could go ahead and do your own research and find out. I woke up this morning and I was feeling a little foggy and, you know, not feeling all great and everything. And I was talking to a friend of mine and she just said, well, why don't you use the peppermint? Put the peppermint on your hand and rub it together and sniff it. It'll give you that little head rush and the head clearance. I'm like, oh. Wow. Well, thank you. I didn't thank you then, but thank you now because I know you're listening. Okay. So that's how it is. And the pharmaceutical companies are running a business and their job is to get as much as they can. That's how the businesses work. You know, it's not for a profit organization. It's to make money as best as we can organization. So yeah, they're going to try to sell you a lot. So they do. I talked about recording it for the kids and the pharmaceutical companies. And thank you, everybody. I had a thing here for Len and I completely lost it off my page, but I'm sorry. Thank you for the email. And I hope you could do it again because I completely lost it.
Len wrote in and he thought it was a very good take on when you said people, let's just say you live to 80 and that's what he wanted to comment on. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. That's a good, you're on top of it. Yeah, we do have that quick life that we live. And you got to realize this, folks. For the time that the earth has been here and the time that's going to be here, our coming and going in each life is like that, a snap and it's gone. The 80 years or the 90 years or whatever it is, it's gone. It's gone. And just boom, and it's over. It's gone. So we're trying to say, and if you look at, you know, let's talk about the oldest human remains they found, I think it was 3 million years ago, and they call it Lucy or however it works. You have to realize that the time that I'm spending at this planet as Barrington is going to go in a snap, less than a second. It comes and it goes. But now that you're consciously aware of your existence and you're here in the now, why not do what you want to do? Go take those singing lessons or go do that dance or be a great person. Contribute as best as you can. What I do know for sure is if all of us were to come together in the one love concept, we would be so much happier. Every single one of us, every single one of us would be happy. Imagine you have this house, you know, upstairs and downstairs, basement and basement and first floor. And the first floor is completely clean. It's immaculate. You could eat off the floors, but the basement smells and you've got the garbage stored down there. And it's a little, do you know that house is dirty? That house is dirty. You've just cleaned that one portion and you think it's fantastic. Can you imagine how relieved you will be mentally, physically, if the entire thing was clean and you can appreciate all of it and you're thankful for those who are in that spot? What I'm trying to say, folks, is that if everybody was to come together as the one that we can be, your life would be better. I don't care how you sit because you're thinking, your portion is really nice and it's fantastic, and that portion over there is dirty and it's horrible, it still attaches itself to the same source. It still attaches itself to the same planet. It still attaches itself to the same neighborhood. So no, your neighborhood is not great. Where you live might come to you in a small-minded way as privileged or above the rest. But no, your neighborhood is still filthy. We can clean it up. That's all I'm going to say. Do we have anything else there?
Peter writes in. He says, I missed when you said where we can get your past show files. Can you please repeat that? And that's from Peter.
Yeah, Peter, yes. The all the shows are kept on record, and I also post them on the email, the website. I'm sorry, on my website. So it's HEAMI BarringtonAwaken.com. There's a lot posted there. I'm putting up some new stuff this week, so you'll see something else. So HEAMI is where you're going to find that, Pete, and I hope you enjoy it. Record the shows, download them. They're there for free. They're there for you to enjoy. They're there because I know you want to take this journey. I put things in the path, a light. I put up a light post halfway down the alleyway so you could see clearly to journey through this muggy, gloomy looking path. These ideas that you're hearing is just a light for you to see on your journey, for you to resort to. If you kind of, you know, you're going through this place and you need to check your map. Wow, there's a light right there. You could stand there and get the information for you to know where else to go. And the light is not going to ask you to leave a nickel. It's not going to say anything to you. And don't try to talk to the light. People think of other things about you. So the light is just there to give you guidance. The stories I tell, the stuff I talk about, the expressions I use, the analogies that I create is getting you to relate to what we're saying, we relate to the show, to open that door, to take that step, to move towards a greater you. And you are fantastic as you are. But you can make that up so much easier if you just tap into your own source. I haven't said much about meditating in the last few weeks, but I hope that you guys are still giving your 3 minutes a day, or 6 minutes a day, rather. If you could do 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, just empty the mind and not have a thought, sit comfortably, sit up straight, and just ask it for 3 minutes. And then you challenge yourself to see how long you can go without holding that thought, a thought. And this is where you're meditating. And this is where you're connecting to your spiritual guides. This is the journey that you're on. This is where we go. We've come to the end of our show, folks. We thank you very much. We have about a minute to go. I covered most of what I wanted to cover today. And we talked about the mighty oak tree and how to take it down. I urge you to do your part. You might not be the one, you might be the one who wants the shade and the beauty and the grace and the protection and the wind and all that stuff. But you do live in this neighborhood, and there's other people that lives in that neighborhood who's having heartaches and pain because of its existence. Are you tolerant enough to try to be accommodating? Are you tolerant enough to try to understand what the others are saying? Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show. You've listened to the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you for participating. Thank you for joining us. And you will be here next weekend. We'll talk the same. Thank you. Have a very, very pleasant week. We'll meet again.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Right here on Reality Radio 101.